Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Ches, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots, Mefanim Truma Tahira V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rufol Chaim Shayosha Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim ben Yom and Mordechai ben Ida, Chizki Yishloim and Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chave Serol bas Chana Freda. Today's daf is also being learned. Ilui Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Mezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchana. So this morning we began the 18th perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek Mefanim, which begins dealing with halachis of muktzah, but also halachis related to tircha b'Shabbos. The Mishnah said that it's not okay for a person to start schlepping things on Shabbos, even if the things are not muktzah. Rather, if there's a tzairich, such as mipnei ha'archim or mipnei bitul beis ha'medrash, then we would allow you to carry how much? 4 or 5, whatever that means, kupos. And then the Mishnah went on to say that, of course, even the 4 or 5 would only be okay if the tefuah that you're carrying is not mukta. If the tefuah is mukta, then forget about it. Tircha b'Shabbos is mutter, mipnei archim u'mnei bitul beis medrash. But as it relates to bona fide mukta, that, of course, would not be okay. And the Mishnah gave a bunch of examples of what would be considered mukta and what would not be considered mukta. The Mishnah said, Mefanim truma tahira, demai, maiser rishon shenitla truma, meaning these are things that are not mukta. Then the Mishnah said, "Avaloyas atavel, v'loyas ma'isurishon shaloyin etor trumasoy, v'loyas ma'isusheni v'hektish shaloyin niftu." These are things that would not be considered mutta l'talto. Those are things that would be considered mukta. And the Gemara is going to go on now to explain those things that we just mentioned and other items that the Mishnah mentioned as being either yes mukta or not mukta. So the Mishnah said, "Mefanim truma tahira v'chulu." What's the havamina that if you have food, it's truma and it's truma tahira that it should be muksa? Of course, it's mutal l'talta. The Gemara says the chiddush is that it was in the possession of a yisrael. A yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So now the time I would have thought, being that the yisrael himself is not allowed to eat the truma, also maybe it shouldn't be okay. The chiddush is given the chazil koy and shaper dami, meaning truma is not muksa even if it's biyad yisrael. Loy mi boye, if it's in the possession of a koyin, it's not going to be considered muksa. So of course, a kohen's allowed to eat it. So what would be the hamamina? It should be mukta. The chiddush is that even if it's in the possession of a Yisrael, the Yisrael himself cannot eat it. So if I can't eat it on Shabbos and it's in my house, maybe it should be mukta. That's the chiddush, that truma tahira is something you're always allowed to carry. It's never considered mukta, even if it's in the rishus of Yisrael. The Mishnah said, demai is also not mukta. Now what's demai? If somebody buys tefuah from Ha'am Ha'aretz, midai raisa, he's allowed to assume that the Ha'am Ha'aretz was mafris, trumas, and maestris. As a result, he's allowed to eat the food. However, the Rabbanu were concerned. The Rabbanu observed that there were Am Ha'aretz, albeit a minority of Am Ha'aretz, that weren't makbid and truma, and certainly in maeser. So the Rabbanu said that if you buy peris from an Am Ha'aretz, even though biblically you're not obligated to be mafris, trumas, and maestris, but midai Rabbanu you are. So demai is tefuah that you bought from an Am Ha'aretz, which midrabbanon you mechuyev to be mafresh trumas u'maisres before you eat from it. So the Gemara's kasha is that if somebody has peiros that at my in his house, midrabbanon is obligated to be mafresh trumas u'maisres. Midrabbanon is not allowed to eat it if he's not mafresh trumas u'maisres. If that's the case, aloi chazile. So you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, it's mukta. So why does the Mishnah say demai is something that you're allowed to carry? L'chur it's mukta. So the Gemara kivan dibay mafkele l'nichse, being that this person, if he wanted, could always be mafker all his nechasim. You could say hefker koyna, right? You could be mafker your nechasim, v'hava ani, and if he'd be mafker all his nechasim, he would become an ani. V'chazilei, and then, as an ani, he would be allowed to eat mai. Hashtanami chazilei, now too, we look at him as if he's someone that's able to eat mai. What is that? What is this? Now we learn to the Mishnah. Machilin is admi and mai. Even though the Chachamim said that a person is not allowed to eat mai, however, an ani, someone that's struggling for food, he's allowed to eat mai. That's why achsan yedmai. This is literally allowed to feed the troops. Demai. V'amr Rafuna Tana, Rafuna said that we learned to the price. V'shama yoimim e machilin sani yedmai. That's achsan yedmai. The B'shama really holds that that's not okay. U'beisil olay machilin sani yedmai. That's achsan yedmai. That Mishnah is going according to Beisil. Beisil holds you can be Michael and ani yedmai. You can be Michael the troops mai. The point is that according to Beis Hillel, an ani is allowed to eat demai. Being that an ani can eat demai, and it's very easy for a person to become an ani. Right? It's not so easy to become an usher, but it's very easy to become an ani. All he needs to do is be mafker as nechasim, and he becomes an ani. So being that it's so easy to become an ani, and more than that, in the world of lamdis, it's biyadai. It's something that you can do, you control your fate as it relates to being an ani. And if you were an ani, you'd be allowed to eat mai. So even though right now, this person who wants to be metaltal d'mai, who's cleaning out his oitzer, perhaps is not an ani, but being that it's biyadai for him to be an ani, halachically, we can view him as if he's an ani right now, and that's why even though d'mai, you would think, should be considered muktzah, is really not considered muktzah. We're going to get back to this in the raid bite. Maiser rishon shenitla trumasit. Mishnah said if somebody has maiser rishon and it was already mafresh trumas maiser, so there too the halach is you're allowed to be metaltal the maiser rishon. So what is trumas maiser? A person had an obligation to give 1/10 of his tefuah to the levi. Truma has no shear, that was given to the Kayin. Meiser very much has a shear, Me'eser, it's 1/10, and that had to be given to a Levi. After the Levi received Meiser Rishon from the Israel, he then had to take Truma and from the Meiser Rishon and give it to a Kayin. That Truma was a little different than the typical Truma. The typical Truma has no shear, Chita Achas Beiteres HaSakri. The Truma that the Levi was Ma'aser from his Meiser was really more like Meiser than it was like Truma. Because it had to be 1/10 of whatever the Maaser Rishon was. The point is, the Mishnah is saying that if a Levi received Maaser Rishon and he was mafresh the Trumas Maaser, so then the halach is, this is not Tevel. This is something you're allowed. If you're allowed to eat it, it's not going to be Mokta. Feit the Gemara again, Pshita. So Gemara says, no, there's actually a very big Chiddush. Le'itzricha shektima b'shiboylim, v'notle heimenu Trumas Maaser, v'le'notle heimenu Trumas Gedol. The story is where this person was mafresh Meiser Rishon, however, he was never Mafresh Truma Gedolah. Meaning, the proper way to be Mafresh Trumas or Meisers is first to be Ma'aser, or first to give Truma Gedolah, afterwards to give Meiser Rishon. The Levi gets the Meiser Rishon, and from the Meiser Rishon, he then gives Trumas Meiser. In fact, there's a loisa say in the Torah, Le'ascha v'demacha loisa acher, it's aser to reverse the order. You're not allowed to give Meiser Rishon before you give Truma. Either way, this person went, he gave Meiser Rishon, he didn't give yet his Truma Gedolah. And now the Levi took the Truma, the Meiser Rishon that he received, and he gave Trumas Meiser. So you're right, from the Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser perspective, everything was done properly. However, it's Iker Chasav and HaSefer, because the Yisrael was never Mafresh the Truma Gedolah. So being that it was never Mafresh the Truma Gedolah, it's not so simple. However, the halacha is that in this case, which case? Where it was Hikdimai B'Shiboylim. He did this while the Tfuah was still in the form of ears. It hadn't been fully processed to the point where it was Chayiv and Truma Gedolah yet, Midday Raisa. In that case, the halacha is that the Yisrael is not going to have to give Truma Gedolah. The Maaser Rishon is going to be Chal. The Levi is not going to have to be Mafresh Truma Gedolah from the Maaser Rishon that he received. All he's going to have to be Mafresh is the Trumas Maaser. And it's for that reason it's going to be okay. It's for that reason it's not going to be Mokzav. Chiyodam Rabavo Amrei Shlokish. Vo is the one who said over this halacha, the name of Shlokish. Maaser Rishon, if somebody gave Maaser Rishon while the Tfuah was still in Shiboylo, meaning, and he was a mafresh truma gedolah. The halacha is p'tura p'tumah truma gedolah. When the Levi receives the Meiser Rishon, he has to give trumas Meiser, but he doesn't have to give truma gedolah. How do you know that? Shenem avari moisim imenu trumas Hashem masem and a Meiser, and we learn from there masem and a Meiser amartelcho. You have to give the trumas Meiser. This pasuk referred to as the Meiser from the Meiser, but below truma gedolah, but trumas Meiser and a Meiser. You don't have to give truma gedolah and trumas. Meaning, the case with the Yisrael was mafresh the Meiser Rishon without first being mafresh the truma gedolah. Does the Levi now have to be mafresh truma gedolah? The answer is, if he was mafresh it b'shiboylim, if he gave the Meiser Rishon while it was still in a state of shiboylim, before it had been fully processed, before it was chayiv and truma gedolah midei raisa, the halach is the Levi would have to give Meiser and a Meiser, but he won't have to give truma gedolah and trumas Meiser and a Meiser. Now, omelir rapapa labai, rapapa has to buy, yachi, if this is the case, afiduk dimi b'kri namili potter, meaning if the makar to the halacha, that if a Levi receives Meiser Rishon before the Yisrael ever gave truma gedolah, the halach is the Yisrael doesn't have to give truma gedolah, or at the very least, the Levi is allowed to just be mafresh trumas Meiser from his Meiser Rishon without being Mafresh Truma Gedolah. If it's learned that from a Pasuk, Meiser and a Meiser, v'loy Truma Gedolah, v'chumas Meiser and a Meiser, so why was that Locha limited to Meiser Rishon Shekhtima b'Shiboylim? Why only if the Meiser Rishon was separated while it was still in the state of Shiboylim? Even if it was Bikri, even if it was already fully processed, even then that Locha should be the same. Amalei, so he told him, Alecha Makov, for you there's a second Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikol Matnoi Seichem Torimu, and we learn from there, that's a Riboy to be Marba, someone that you would have thought maybe is not Chayiv to be Mafresh Truma Gedolah, that he really is chayav to be mafresh truma gedolah. What exactly is that referring to? It's referring to the Levi that got Meiser Rishon, but he got the Maiserishin without the Yisrael ever being Marfes Truma Gedoyla, and he got it when it was already Bekri, when it had been fully processed. At that point, the Levi can't just be Marfes Truma Gedoyla, he has to be Marfes Truma's Maiser Mera Maiser. Now, it comes out then in the Cheshbin that we have two Pesukim. We have one Pesuk that says that if a Levi gets Maiserishin where there was no Truma Gedoyla given, he doesn't have to give Truma Gedoyla. Maaser Mera Maiser Marti L'Chabaloi Truma Gedoyla V'Truma's Maiser Mera Maiser. We have another Pesuk that says to the contrary. Then no, you have to be Marfes Truma's Maiser, and you have to be Marfes Truma Gedoyla. Now, one is talking about where the Yisrael gave the Maiser Rishon when it was Bishi Boilim, and the other one is talking about when it was Bikri. Faith the Gemara, my Roz. How do you know which Pasuk is referring to which situation? So the Gemara says, it's a Svara. Hai Yidogin v'hai lo Yidogin. It makes sense that once it's Bikri, it was Chayiv and Truma Gedoyla Medei Raisa. So then there's Aloka. Once it's Chayiv, you went and were Mafish, my solution, the Levi is still going to have an obligation to give Truma Gedoyla. When it was Bishi Boilim, it wasn't Chayiv yet in Truma Gedoyla. Because the Chi of Truma Gedoyla doesn't happen until it's Bikri. So being that it wasn't Chayiv yet in Truma Gedoyla, it makes sense that the Levi that received the Meiser, maybe he would not have to give Truma Gedoyla from the Maiserishin. The bottom line is, it was a very long-winded answer to a very simple question. The Mishnah said, Maiserishin Chenitla Trumasai is not Mukta. Gemara's question was Pshita. Gemara says, you're right. If we're talking about Maiserishin, where you were Mafrish, Truma's Maiser, of course there's no Chiddush. Well, this is what you're supposed to do. Obviously, it's not going to be considered Mukta. No, the Chiddush is where you were Mafrish, Truma's Maiser, but you weren't Mafrish, Truma Gedoyla. Not you and not the Yisrael. So, Solkatai Techamina, it should be a problem. Kamash Malam, based on this Gemara, as long as it was a Kedima Bishibolim, it's not going to be an issue. Mishnah said that Maiser Sheini, if someone has Maiser Sheini, the Hektish or Hektish Sheniftu that you were Poyd. So Maiser Sheni and Hektish are unique, that they're a form of Hektish that if you want, you can transfer onto something else. So Peiros Maiser Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. What if you can't bring your Peiros to Yerushalayim? It's going to spoil by the time you get there. So there's a plan B. Plan B is you can take the Kedusha from the Maiser Sheni, transfer it onto something Chulin. That Dover Shal Chulin now gets the Kedusha of Maiser Sheni, and the Peiros Maiser Sheni go to Chulin. So if someone has Peiros Maiser Sheni or Hektish that you were properly Poida, so it's regular Chulin. Says the Mishnah, it's okay. You're allowed to be metaltim on Shabbos. Free to Gemara again. Pshito. It's rich and nasa nasa kemal and nasa zachaymish. The halach is that when the Bailim is poi the maisa sheni, he has to add 1/5. The reason is because people have negias when they do their own accounting, and sometimes your numbers may be off a little bit. That's what the Rambam says in his Yad Chazaka. So the Rambam says, for that reason, time of the Kra, the Chachamim said, you have to be maisa v'chaymish. So what would be if you weren't maisa v'chaymish? So the chiddush is, hakam mashal nei chaymish ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv. That's the chiddush, that if you were Poided, even if you weren't moist at the chaymish, the halach is it's going to be cool. But turmas hayavish, the Mishnah said turmas hayavish, a certain type of bean, the halach is it's not mukta. The reason is because you can feed it to goats. The Gemara says dafke yavish is only true if it's dry beans. Avolach if it's moist, loy my time and keeping the mar loyachra because it's so bitter, even goats won't eat it. Avoloya said tevel. Now we're up to the second part of the Mishnah. Mishnah said that truma tahira. The Mai, Maiser Rishon Shenitla Trumasai, and Maiser Sheni V'Hektish Sheniftu are all things you're allowed to be metaltal. They're not mukta. And then we had the inverse. Tevel, Maiser Rishon Shenitla Nitra Trumasai, Maiser Sheni V'Hektish Sheniftu, those are things that are mukta. So the Gemara, Tevel is mukta pshita, you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, of course it's mukta. It's Richa B'Tevel Tom Midrabban. I'm talking about Tevel Midrabban. What's an example of Tevel Midrabban? Shazari B'Atzah Sheni Nakav. You planted Tfua in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom, not the size of a zayas or a rimon. We learned some of these gemaras earlier in the Masechta, but there was no hole on the bottom. Being that there's no hole on the bottom, so it's not being yoinik from the ground. If it's not being yoinik from the ground, it's not chayiv in shumas and maestris midoy raiso. It's only midrabanan. Tevel derabanan. That's already a chiddush. You would have thought tevel derabanan. Maybe it's not mukta. The chiddush is that it is. V'loy maestr rishon v'hektish shaloy niftu. Frank the gemar pshita. If you weren't paid it, you're a chutzlars. You can't eat it. So obviously it's gonna be mukta. The Gemara says, like, tzricha shekhtimu b'kri. It's talking about, v'loi maiser rishon, skipped one Gemara, v'loi maiser rishon, shaloi nitro tumas. We're talking about maiser rishon, not maiser sheni and hektish. Maiser rishon that you didn't give your tumas maiser yet, so the halach is that's going to be considered mukta. Frank the Gemara b'shito, of course. If you had maiser rishon and you weren't mafresh tumas maiser yet, then of course it's going to be mukta. Gemara says, like, tzricha shekhtimu b'kri. Now it's talking about where the person gave the maiser rishon and he didn't give yet the Truma Gedoyla, and then the Levi went, and he didn't take, and he was mafresh the Trumas meiser. But what he wasn't mafish was the truma gedoyla. Now the tema, I would have thought that that's okay. Why could amalei rapapa labaya? Because you remember, rapapa told abaya that being that it would be okay in the event that you were mafish it b'shiboylim, that it should be okay if you mafish it b'kri as well. Kamash look at the shonle abaya, and the chiddush is like abaya said in the teretz. No, it's only true if it's b'shiboylim. It's not true if it's b'kri. In other words, when the mishnah said meiser rishon shel nitlo tumasi is considered mukta. The chiddush is not where the Levi got meiser rishon, he wasn't mafresh the trumas meiser. That's pshita. If he didn't give trumas meiser, it's tevel. What's the shaila? The chiddush is where he wasn't mafresh truma gedoyla. That's really a chiddush. Because sometimes, if you get the meiser rishon, where the Bible wasn't mafresh the truma gedoyla, and then you're mafresh the trumas meiser, you don't have to be mafresh truma gedoyla. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. And it was really a little bit unclear why sometimes this way, one sometimes that way. A hard gemara in the bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin of a days that boils down to psukim umarois. Mechatesis. The point is that's the chiddush. The chiddush is not where you were mafresh truma gedoyla, but truma's meiser. The chiddush is when you were mafresh the truma gedoyla. It's meiser sheni the hektish loy nifta pshita. If you weren't paid, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's obviously tzricha the nifta loy nifta kelchas. I'm not talking about where you were paid. You just weren't paid it properly. Meiser. For example, shapade agabe asimoin. Meiser. It's talking about where you were paid it on asimoin. That's a coin that doesn't have a picture on it. Rachmano Omar, interesting, Zeres HaKosov, Vitzarta HaKesep Yodecho, that Dova Sheyesh Bay Tzura. It has to be a Dova Sheyesh Bay Tzura. When you Mechal Maisa Sheni, it has to be on a coin that has a Tzura. And if it doesn't have a Tzura, it doesn't work. So the Kiddush is, where you were Paidin, you just weren't Paidin properly. You would have thought, maybe it's okay. Hektish, what's the Kiddush by Hektish? There's no Halacha of Dova Sheyesh Bay Tzura. There the Kiddush is Shechila Yigabi Karka. You Mechal on Karka, Rachmano, Menasan HaKesep, it has to be Metaltalin, but if it's Karka, it's not okay. Again, the Kiddush is where you were mafresh it, you were paid it, you just weren't paid it properly. You would have thought that at the end of the day you were paid it, that should be okay. Kamash one that if you weren't paid it properly, it's going to be mukta. V'loy es halvof. The Mishnah then mentioned other things that are going to be considered mukta. V'loy es halvof, v'loy es achardol. Reb Shimon Gamliel mater beluf. You're allowed to carry chatzav, that's a certain type of plant. Because deer eat it. You're allowed to carry mustard seed. Doves eat it. You're even allowed to carry broken shards of glass. Because an ostrich will eat it. Amalei Reb Nosson. So Reb Nosson said, "Elam yata kunt Reb Shimon Gamliel chavili zmoir zital tenu b'shul meichel opilim." If you're telling me that you're sitting in your house in Brooklyn and something is going to be considered not mukta because you can always give it to an ostrich, okay? If we're going to go down this road, nothing should be mukta because chavili zmoir. We have bundles of vines, you should also be motor. Why? Because you could always have an elephant, but the Gemara says, no, Shimon Gamliel said, Nami or Shchichit, have an ostrich is Shchich, I guess. Peeling, an elephant, Lai Shchichit, not so Shchich. Amr Amemar, Amemar said, Bud Islay Namias. This there, Shimon Gamliel said that Shivre Shchuchis is not considered mukta because you could always feed it to an ostrich. It's only if you physically have an ostrich. But you can't say, oh, I could have had an ostrich, I would have had an ostrich, and then it would have been mukta. No, then you don't have the Amr Amemar. But Ravash told him, maybe it can't be based on what we just said, because come on, Reb Nosson, Reb Shimon Gamliel. What did Reb Nosson just tell Reb Shimon Gamliel 2 lines ago? Chavile is Meir Sital. You should be allowed to carry the bundles of vines. Why? Mibneishu Meichel Opilim. And what did he answer back? He told him, Pilim Aloy Shchiach. I understand. If the whole Reb Shimon Gamliel is only talking about where you physically have it, meaning when did he say the Shivei Shchuchas are not Mukta? When you have the Na'amiyos. So that means Reb Nosson's kasha was, if you have an elephant, the Chavile's Meiros should also not be considered Mukta. So what's the Shach Levataya? What did he tell? What was the kasha? What was his answer? He told him back, no, it's Loy Shchiach. He is like Pilim Aloy Loy. I don't understand. The question is assuming now that he has it. So if he has it, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you have to, Elo Roy, you have to say, the Reb Shimon Gamliel meant that as long as it's Roy Lakach, that would be enough. Achanami Roy. So again, Reb Shimon Gamliel saying a chiddish that you can be metaltal shivrei schuchis, and the reason is with Neshahu Meichel, the Naomiyoid, you can feed it to an ostrich, and here's the chiddish, even if you don't have an ostrich, still that's going to be okay. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, V'Reb Shimon, V'Reb Yishmo, V'Reb Yakiva, Kulu Sviru Lehu Kol Ben Yisrael B'nei Malachim. They're all of the opinion that Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Zok the Gemara. How so? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hadam Moron. Reb Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah. What Reb Shimon Gamliel say in the Mishnah? The Tanakam in the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to be metalta lof. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, you are allowed to be metalta lof. And the reason is, Mipnei Shehu Meichel Orvim. Because people give it to ravens. Now, Rashi said that rich people had ravens. The B'nai Melochim used to have ravens. But ordinary people, the common folk, didn't have ravens. So Reb Shimon Gamliel was saying that every single Yid is allowed to be metal to lof. Why? Because B'nai Melochim are allowed to be metalt. I understand a ben melech is, but what does that have to do with us? We're not bnei melachim. Ah, so Pshim Gamliel must be of the opinion that kol Yisrael bnei melachim hein. In halacha, we're all considered bnei melachim. We're bnei b'chayri Yisrael. That's who we are. And because of that, the halacha is that every single yid is allowed to carry lof. This is where you find Rav Shimon Gamliel said this. Rav Shimon, where do you find Rav Shimon? Stam Rav Shimon in Shas is, of course, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The time we learned to the Mishnah bnei melachim sochan agav b'makisayim shemin veret. Shekein darkin shel bnei melachim losuch b'chol. The context over there was that a person is not allowed to do a davar shel refuah on Shabbos. Why not? It's a gzeira mishum shchika samamonim. However, any davar shel refuah that people do, even when they don't need it l'shum refuah, the halach is you're allowed to do it even l'shum refuah. So, for example, you can't take medicine on Shabbos because if someone is feeling okay, assuming the doctor didn't prescribe the medication for him, he's not going to take it. But you can eat chicken soup if you're not feeling well on Shabbos, and the reason is because healthy people will eat chicken soup. So anything that people would do if they're healthy is okay. So you're allowed to smear oil on your body, the Mishnah said, and the reason is because that's just something that people always do. However, shemen vered, not. This rose oil is not okay. Unless you're a ben melech, because the bnei melachim, they used to smear shemen vered all the time, so they're allowed to do it on Shabbos as well. Reb Shimon argued in the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon said, "Kol Yisrael bnei melachim heim." If a ben melech is allowed to smear shemen vered on Shabbos, then everybody's allowed to smear shemen vered on Shabbos. And the reason is because Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. So you see, Reb Shimon also, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel, Reb Akiva, where do you find Reb Shmuel, Reb Akiva? At this time, we learned to the Rishon, Reish, Hayin, Oishim, Ba'yelef, Mane. This has nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. If somebody owes somebody else $1,000, V'lovish, Itzel, Abbas, Kuf, Mane. Now, Bezdin got together. This is like a chapter 11. They're trying to help this person pay off his chayvis. They're going to give him whatever it is he needs. They're restructuring his financial life for him. So he owes $1,000 and he's wearing a $100 suit. They tell him, listen, I understand right now, this is not the time for you to be wearing a $100 suit, so you traded it in for something cheaper, and let's use the money to pay off some of your chayvis. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva both said the same thing. We never do that. Every single yid is ruling lo isa itzla, because we're all bnei melech. If this person was a ben melech, would you tell him you don't need such a fancy suit? No, he's a ben melech. What do you mean? This is the way he has to dress. So kol Yisrael bnei melechim him, and because kol bnei Yisrael bnei melechim him, so it's for that reason the halacha is that we're not going to take the suit off this person. It's interesting. The Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Rishonim on this Gemara say that even though the Gemara just said that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, and Reb Akiva are all of the opinion, Kol B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Melachin Heim, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, and Reb Akiva. And we don't paskin in any one of these cases that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachin Heim. I saw in the Sha'arim Tzionim Ba'alacha from Shlomo Zalman Braun, he brings from the Mari Broina, who said an unbelievable Kiddush in a tshuva. And that is, the Gemara says that kol kvoida bas melech penimo, that it's proper for a Jewish woman, she's a bas melech, and she's supposed to be penimo. She's supposed to say inside. And he asked Akashas from different Gemaras, where it seems like, even though the Rambam Yad Chazaka famously spoke very sharp about kol kvoida bas melech penimo, but the Mari Broina said in a tshuva, it looks like the Minig Yisrael wasn't to always observe this. He said, what's the pshat? So he said an unbelievable chiddush. He said, kol kvoida bas melech penimo, the halachic manifestation of that concept is this Gemara. It's kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. It's what Reb Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah in Shabbos, kuf chavav amibes. It's what Reb Shimon bar Yochai said early in the Masechta. It's what Reb Yishmael, Reb Akiva said when it comes to a person who's a bal chayv and he's wearing a fancy suit. And but being that the Rishonim all speak out that we don't paskin that way, so said the Rabbi Yibroim, it comes out we don't paskin kol kvoida bas melech penimah la halacha. It's true. If you'd ask Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, Reb Akiva, they would say, yeah, this is the halacha. But we don't paskin that way. And being that we don't paskin that way over there, so he says for that reason there was a koyach that teira when it came to this idea of a kol kvoida bas melech penimo, because that the assumption is based on these shittos in the Gemara Shabbos kuf chav ches amad aleph, but as it relates to the halacha, we don't paskin that way. The Mishnah said chavile kash v'chavile eitzin v'chavile zrodin. These are bundles of vines and twigs and straws. What's the halacha? Imeskinul ma'chavim, if they were prepared to be fed to him, metalfonos, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. V'imlav, otherwise, a metalfonos. Meaning, sometimes they're muktzah, and sometimes they're not going to be muktzah. Reb Shimon Gamliel said that it depends. Chavile manitom, but yadech, if you're able to carry these bundles with one hand, mutl talton, then the halacha is you're allowed to carry it. B'shtei yodayim, if you can only carry it with two hands, asul talton. Reb Shimon Gamliel saying that even if it was set aside for a behemoth, even then, meaning from the Mishnah, it sounds like the only time you're allowed to carry it, and the Tanakhama of this brisa, that we just skipped, but the Tanakama, Tanu Rabbanon, Chavile Kash, Chavile Yetzim, the Chavile Zrod, the Meskidul Maichel, the Hema Metalfun Oysim, the Lav, Hema Talfun Oysim. Tanakama is of the opinion that what does it depend on whether you're allowed to carry these bundles or not? Did you prepare it for Behemoth? Did you not prepare it? If you prepared it for Behemoth, it's not Muksa. Otherwise, Mimos, Shem Gabriel says, even if you prepared it for Behemoth, there's another box you have to check off. You have to make sure that it's Nitolin Biyad Echa, but if it's only Nitolin Bishte Yodayim, then the Allah is you're not allowed to carry. Chavile Sio, Eza, Vikoiron, is the types of grasses, Echnis on the Eitzim, if you stored it away, a mistopic man. Then the halacha is going to be muktzah b'shabbos. If, however, you set these things aside, and these are things also, you can use it as wood, you can do things that are malacht on the isser with them, or you can feed it to a behemah. You can do things that are malacht l'heter. So then the halacha is mistopic man b'shabbos. If you set it aside for the behemah, then it's going to be okay. Additionally, v'koytein biyad v'oichel. If you want to eat these foods, so the halacha is you're allowed to cut it with your hand, as opposed to with a keli, and then you're allowed to eat it. However, you're not allowed to cut it with a keli. The reason is because if you're going to cut it with a keli, you may end up cutting it dak dak, and if you do that, you're going to violate the malach of toichen. Umoylel va'oichel, you're allowed to be mayech, take off the shell with your finger and eat it that way. However, you shouldn't be moil too much with a keli. He says, no, you're allowed to be moil with your fingers. I mean, not only is it not okay to be moil too much with a keli, but even with your hands, it's not okay to be moil too much. The same halacha is true regarding amisa, another plant. All different types of spices. It says, we just mentioned amisa, maya amisa, ninya, minta, balaz. Sia, what is that? Amar of Yehuda, tisri. Ezlai, what is that? Avrasa, Kaironis, Kaironisa, Shema, Freit Gemara, Vahuda, Amalu, my bun, Kaironisa. There was once a person that was selling Kaironisa, Evishtakach, and then Hever went to buy it, and they found out that what was the Kaironisa? It wasn't Kaironis, it was Chashi. Mara says, okay, if it's Chashi, it's Chashi. Eli, you have to say, Sios, Tisri, Ezai, Vizavrasa, Kaironisa is Chashi. Itmar, Basam, Oliach, salty meat. Mutal Tafel b'Shabbos. The halacha is you let it carry it on Shabbos. Meaning it's not mukta. Basa Tafel. If, however, you have raw meat that was not salted, so then the halacha is it's not so posh you let it carry. Meaning we're talking about meat that's raw. If the meat was cooked, the meat is cooked. Obviously, it's not going to be mukta. But if you have raw meat and it's salted properly, then it's roi l'achila. You let it carry on Shabbos. If, however, the meat is raw and it wasn't salted, Rav Huna Amar Mutal Taltalay, you can carry Rav Chizda Amar Asal Taltalay, you're not allowed to carry. Rav Huna Amar Mutal Taltalay, if Eit Gemara could that be? For Rav Huna Talmud Rav, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, for Rav Krav Yehuda Sfirulay, the Islay Muksa, we know Rav holds like Krav Yehuda is Islay Muksa. So if you hold like Krav Yehuda, that's Islay Muksa, the assumption is you shouldn't be able to carry it. Now again, we don't know Rav Huna holds like Rav Yehuda is Islay Muksa, but Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and you would assume that he held like his Rebbe Rav until proven otherwise. So the Gemara says, Luchur it's Akasha, the Gemara says, no, but Muksa Lachila Savala Krav Yehuda. When it comes to Muksa, so for achiva, eating or not eating, they're Rav held like Rav Yehuda. But muktzah l'taltal sold like Rav Shimon. But when it came to muktzah regarding tiltal, theory held like Rav Shimon. This Gemara is ma'od matin with what we spoke out in the Hakdama to muktzah way back in Perakira, which was really based on the Chassam Sofer's Hakdama to Muktzah, which he printed in the beginning of his Pirish on Masecht Hizbeah, where the Chassam Sofer said that even though muktzah goes down as an Issa d'Rabbanan, it's reference maybe in Yeshaya, based on what the Rambam says in Peruch Haftalid, in Hilchah Shabbos, Nechemya ben Chachalya. But at the same time, there's a Rashi, Masechtas Beis, that Beis Amid Beis, that says Muktzah Deiraisa. And the Chassam Sofer said, what does that mean? And the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing in Beis that Beis, that Muktzah, with regards to Isser Achila, could be as a Deiraisa. Regarding Tiltul not, here you have a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara says that Rav held like Rav Yehuda, that was Islay Muktzah when it came to Achila, but he held like Rav Shimon, that was Leslay Muktzah when it came to Tiltul. Rav Chizda, now the Gemara said, Oslo Taltul, you're now let it carry raw meat that's not salted. And he saw that he had a bar avzo, and they were taking this animal and they were bringing it from the sun into the shade. Rav Chizda allowed them to do it. He said, because there's a chisaron kiss, so he allowed him to do it. Why did he allow him to do it? I think the animal was raw. It was unsalted, so if it was unsalted, it shouldn't have been okay to carry. It's more, Shani Bar Avzo, that animal was different, the Chazi Lo'umtza. That's something that you're allowed, it's possible to even raw. You're right, each animal has to be viewed independently. If it's an animal that can be eaten raw, unsalted, then obviously it's not going to be considered mukta. Tanu Rabbanan, Dag Moliach, a salty fish, Mutal Taltaloi, that loch is that even if it wasn't cooked, But if it's a salty fish, the halacha is you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's not mukta. Dog tafel. What about a fish that wasn't cooked? It also wasn't salted. Asal ataltaloy. Baser. What about meat? Bein tafel, bein moliach, mutaltai. It doesn't matter if it was salted or not salted. The halacha is you're always allowed to ketan rabat metaltanas atzamis. You're allowed to carry bones. Because even though a person's not going to eat it, but you can always feed it to your dogs. You have a responsibility to feed your dogs. So that would be enough of a reason it shouldn't be considered mukta. Basa tafuach, Rashi says, basa masriach. What about meat that smells, that's spoiled? There too, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Because you can always feed it to an animal. Maya megulim. What about water that was left overnight, back in the day when megulim was a real issue? There too, you're allowed to carry it. What do you mean? You can't drink it. No, neshein ruin lechasel. You can always give it to your cat. Now you can't carry it. You can't have it. You can't feed it to your dog. This is a davish al sakana. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, this is something that you're absolutely not allowed to carry. Another halal. A person's allowed to take a pail, flip it upside down, so that it can serve as a stand, like a step, a stairway, for the Efreichim, for the little chickens, to be able to go up and down from their nest. The halach is, you're allowed to do that. We'll see what the chiddush is. Tarnagoylus shabarcha, if somebody has a tarnagoylus, a chicken that ran away, so the halach is doichinoy, so you're allowed to push it back, achetikonis, until it comes back. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Medadin agolim musyachin. You're allowed to take agolim, calves, musyachin, those are little donkeys, those are things that you're allowed to prod along on Shabbos as well. We'll see what that means. Isha medadis benah, a woman's allowed to do the same thing for a child. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, imasai bezman shu noitel achas amani achachas. The only time this is all okay is if, or specifically as it relates to the child, is if the child's going to be walking on its own. Aval imhoya goyer, but if you're going to have to schlep the child, that's not going to be okay. Aser, it's going to be aser. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, amar Rabbi Yehuda, imasai nafla masamayim, an animal that fell into water. So we had a few times recently an animal on Yontif that falls into a pit. Oisei Vez Benoi, Machloikis, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, came up in Kol Kisvei, it came up in the previous parak. This is something that came up a few times. Now we're dealing not with Yontif, we're dealing with Shabbos. An animal on Shabbos is Muktzah. So Behema Shenoflo La'amas HaMayim, Talach is maybe Karma Kastois, Umeniach Tachta, you can bring pillows and blankets, you can put it near it to try to help the animal get out of the water. You can't physically take the animal out of the water. Muktzah. But then, and then also, and if it goes up by itself, it's going to be okay. What's the chesh? Why would you think you can't do that? The Karma the Kastois aren't Muktzah, so if the Karma the Kastois are not Muktzah, you have no intention of touching the animal, so why would this be an issue? The reason is because there's an idea that you're not allowed to carry something on behalf of something that's mukta. That's in of itself an issue. So you would think that to carry karm v'kastas maybe should be a problem. Kamash malon, the chiddush is that this is okay. You're allowed to feed it. It sounds like parnasim karm v'kastas loy. It sounds like you're not allowed to go ahead and bring karm v'kastos. That's a much bigger deal. Feed it, yeah, but more than that, not. Mara says, like, kasha, hada efshe parnasa, hada e efshe v'parnasa, efshe v'parnasa. If it's shaykh to do parnasa in, that's what you're supposed to do. V'iloy, and if it's not possible, even karm v'kastos, v'niach tachtel, then you're right, then the next best thing to do is to bring karm v'kastos. Freit de gemara, v'hakam mevatel, keli mehechane. Why are you allowed to do this? Why is there no issue of being mevatel kli mehechane? So, bitul kli mehechane comes up in the sugi as a mukta, but it's not really mukta. Bitul kli mehechane states that a person is not allowed to do something on Shabbos that's going to cause this thing to not be able to be moved. The reason is because if you're going to do something to something that's now going to cause this thing to not be able to be moved, so it's as if you're causing something to be stuck. It's similar to Baina, and Baina, of course, is something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So based on that, this is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos either. The Gemara's kash is that if you're going to bring the karm and the kastois next to the animals, so the animals are going to end up on the karm and kastois, you're not going to be able to move the karm and kastois anymore. They're going to become a buses to the animals, but you won't be able to move it. If you won't be able to move it, you're being mevatel keli mehechanoi. So what happened to the dumi the Baina problem? So the Gemara says, sovar mevatel kli mehechanoi the rabbanon. That must be that Chavim held that Bittul Kli Meichanei is only an Issid Rabbanon, and Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa, Vasi Deiraisa V'dachid Rabbanon, and Issid Deiraisa of Tzar Bali Chaim is going to be Doicha, the Issid Rabbanon of Bittul Kli Meichanei. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, why is it that Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa? Meaning, what's the makor that Tzar Bali Chaim should be Deiraisa? So Rashi says, Shenema, the Pasik says, Azoiv Tazoiv Imoy, the Ikaman, the Dorish, time of the Kra, Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim, the Ilum Metzias, Bava Metzia Daflam and Bezam and Bez. So Rashi sends you to the Sugya Bava Metzia Daflam and Bezam and Bez. That's one of the places in Shas where the Gemara discusses whether Tzar Bali Chaim is an Issa Deiraisa or Tzar Bali Chaim is an Issa Deirabonin. And Rashi says that the one that holds Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa, he's Dorish, time of the Kra, he learns it from the Pasik, Azoiv Tazoiv. You see, there's an idea, you have to help an animal. So you see from there what? That Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa. Dachroinim Eskel Gishmak Akasha. Based on the Ursa Meach that we've spoken at a few times. We mentioned from the Ursa Meach that there's a Mechilta that Rashi quotes in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parashas Mishpatim. Tosfos quotes it in Masech Shabbos in the Perek called Kisvei, Daf Kufchav Bezam and Aleph. L'man Yonuach Shorchav Lechamei Rechel. Yochel, you would have thought, being that there's something called Shvisas Behema, that an animal's not allowed to do malacha just like you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So maybe the halacha should be that you're not allowed to allow your animal to roam in the yard on Shabbos. Because if it's going to roam in the yard, it's going to end up plucking tefuah, it's going to pluck grass out of the ground. If it's going to pluck grass out of the ground, so it's going to come out as doing malacha. You're violating Shvisas Behema. Says the Mechilta. You would have thought that should be the case. Talmud Loi Milaman Yonuach. The Inze Noyach Elotzar. That if you're going to force an animal to be cooped up indoors, which is not natural for him, you're being Mitzar of the animal. The Inze Noyach Elotzar. At the end of the day, what's the spirit of the law as it relates to Shabbos? Laman Yonuach. So you have to allow the animal to prava Shabbos. Says Rameh Simcha, Adav and Noira. It comes out that Tzar Bali Chaim on Shabbos l'kulei almas a deiraisa, because there's something called Laman Yonuach. The ein zeh noyach el tzar. I found that the Prima Godim in Mishpat Zayisav and Simen Shin Ches and the laws of Muktzah says the same chiddush as the Ar Samech. So this is the Prima Godim and the Ar Samech. They both said the same chiddush, and that is that even if Tzar Bali Chaim is always midrabanan, but when it comes to Shabbos, it's going to be deiraisa. So if that's the case, makshim ha'achroinim. Why did Rashi say Tzar Bali Chaim and Ar Sugi is a deiraisa? Ayinei l'metzias taf. That's controversial. That's a sugya. Tzar Bali Chaim deraisa, Tzar Bali Chaim derabban. In fact, the Rambam paskin Tzar Bali Chaim derabban doesn't even paskin like that. Man d'amar. Say better, Rashi. Why don't you say that we're dealing with Shabbos over here? It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. On Shabbos, everybody agrees Tzar Bali Chaim is deraisa. It's nothing to do with the sugya of Tzar Bali Chaim, whether or not it's deraisa derabban and learned that from Asif Tazif. We're dealing with Shabbos. On Shabbos is Laman Yonuach. And if on Shabbos you have the halacha Laman Yonuach, it should be poshut according to everybody that Tzar Bali Chaim should be deraisa. So this Rashi, who's discussing a Tzar Bali Chaim deraisa on Shabbos, and Rashi had to go flying to Bava Metzia Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, is a shtickle raya, not like the beautiful chiddush of the Ar Sameach and of the Prima Godim and Mishpat Zayzav, that on Shabbos everybody agrees Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa. Because if on Shabbos everyone agrees Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa, why is Rashi getting involved in a machloikis? There's nothing to do with Bava Metzia Taf Lamed Beis. That's where we're not, that's where it's Tuesday. On Shabbos everybody agrees Tzar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa. Yishmak Akasha. Tarnagoyla Shabarcha. So what was the halach about Tarnagoyla Shabarcha? So this next part of the Gemara is going to be technical. So we're dealing with animals and children that ran away, and the question is, can you just yank it back in? You have to be careful. Depends what type of animal you are. So says the Mishnah, a tarnagoyvus, as it relates to a chicken that crossed the road. So what do? So doichanoisa afilu biyodayin, you can push it even with your hands, achetikonis, until it comes back home. So the Gemara says doicha in, it sounds like you can push it, however midadin loy. But to be medadit, to grab it and get it to move that way is not okay. And these are subtle differences. So the Gemara says, "Tani the Tana Rabban says, Raya to a brisa medadit behem mechay ve'oif bechatzer. Avolay is a tarnagoylus. You can be medadit behem mechay ve'oif. You can't be medadit tarnagoylus." The Gemara says, "Tarnagoylus, my time away. What's the reason?" I'm Rabaya. Rabaya said, "Mishum the makbin nafsha. Because if you're going to be medadit, it's going to end up jumping, and then you're going to end up carrying it. It's going to be like a maisa tiltal. If you're medadit an animal, it, you're not being metaltal it per se." But with a chicken, you are being metaltalin. And being that an animal is mukta, you're not allowed to be metaltalin. Tiltal is also with mukta. So that's why it's going to be an issue. Tanakh we learned to the Bryce. You could be medad. You can prod the behema, the chay, and the oif in a chatzer, not in a Rosh Hashanah. In a Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do it because we're afraid you may end up carrying it. You're going to run into Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah. In a chatzer, it's not an issue. Vo'isha medada es bina Rosh Hashanah. A woman is allowed to be medada her son even in a Rosh Hashanah. Certainly in a chatzer. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between a child and an animal? Because chai is noises atzmai. So the child, even if you end up carrying it, Birshas Rabbim, you're not going to violate Haitzamid Deiraisa. So for that reason, it's going to be okay. But either way, this is one brais. Tanya, we're learning another brais. You're not allowed to lift a behemoth chai v'oif on Shabbos, b'chatzer, avol doichem behen, k'deshi yikonsu. But if you want to be doichit, k'deshi yikonsu, you can. Okay, what's the issue with these two brais? It's more so gufa kasha. Amr, it says, ein oikrim. The second brisa said, "In oikrim behem chayva oif." What does it sound like? Avol daduy medadidon, that you could be medadid. And hoder amr. Then you said, "Doichin in." You could be doichit. Avol medadin lo. You can't. Meaning the second brisa itself. We're asking a kasha on the second brisa itself. In oikrim behem chayva oif. Avol doichin behem. So we're going and discussing the two extremes. Oikrim means lifting it up. Doichin means pushing it. What about medadin? Helping it move along. So from the Reisha, it's mashma ein oikrin, but yeah, medadin. And from the Sefer, it's mashma doichin, not medadin. I'm Rabbaya, Sefer Oslo Tarnagoylos. You have to say the Reisha, it's a big doichik. But the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about two different types of animals. Ein oikrin behem chai v'oif, but medadin, like we said, because for animals, usually it's okay. Avol doichin bahen, which is mashma medadin loy, is referring to a Tarnagoylos, like we just said. Tarnagoylos is more chomer, because if you medadid, you're being metalflid, you're going to run into mukhs. Amr Abaya said, one last gemara, haiman the shokha tarnagoylos. If somebody shechts a tarnagoylos, this has nothing to do with Shabbos, obviously, or even yontif, this has nothing to do with mukhtza, but we're talking about a tarnagoylos and moving it and controlling it. So we have a halacha as it relates to hilcha shchita, shchita tzchulin. If someone shechting a tarnagoylos, lichbeshinu lekar ba'ari, you should do one of two things. Either you should get it to take its claws and put it in the ground, inami nedalu meid, or you should lift it, and the reason is the duma. Because if you're going to allow this animal to move, there's a chashash that as you're shechting it, it may move around a little bit. And instead of you doing a proper shechita, you're going to be oiked the simonim. If you oiked the simonim, you could have yourself a real issue. It's going to end up a treifa. So it's for that reason, Abaya gave just a good piece of advice that when it comes to shechting a tarnagoylus, be sensitive to the movements of the tarnagoylus, lest you end up with a situation where you have a treifa. Exhale. So a few short ha'aris as it relates to the daf that we just learned. And then if we have time, maybe we'll go back a little bit to daf Kuf Chav Zayin, the epic story with Maisa ba'adam echad sheyared migalila elyoin v'niskar etzal balabayis echad bedarim shalim shanim. So the Gemara said at the very beginning of the daf, so the Gemara discussed different things that are considered mukta and different things that are not considered mukta. So one of the things that the Mishnah said was you're allowed to be mafana on Shabbos truma tahira demai maisa rishon shenitla trumasoi u'maisa hek maisa sheni v'hekta sheniftu avol you can't carry loyas atevel loyas maisa rishon trumasoi for loyas maisa sheni v'hekta sheniftu. And even though the Mishnah it seemed to be pretty straightforward, if you're learning this Mishnayas, it's not so complicated. But the Gemara had an issue with every single line, and the Gemara had to say Torah to explain pashup shad and what's going on in the Mishnah. One of the issues the Gemara had was is demai. Why not carry demai? Demai is muksa. Demai is peiros that you brought from Am Haaretz. Midday rice, you're okay, but midrabanu you have an issue. So midrabanu you're not allowed to eat this food, so it's muksa. You can't be mafresh maestros on Shabbos. You can't eat it without being mafresh maestros, so this is useless food. If that's the case, it's muksa. So if it's muksa, why should it be okay? So the Gemara said a very big chiddush. The Gemara says, you want to know why demai is not muksa? Because even though, theoretically, right now, you can't eat demai, but you are beyond to put yourself in a position, into a situation where you would be able to eat demai. How so? If you want, you could be mafker or your nechassim. If you're mafker your nechassim, you're going to be an ani. Reisil shit is that an ani is allowed to eat demai. Kiven di boy mafker lula nichse, v'hava ani, v'chazile. So hashtanami chazile right now, in the world of muksa, that's enough for us to view this as being mukhan. The halacha is, it's not going to be considered mukta. The Rishonim, the Meiri specifically, is Mechiach from this Gemara, very big chiddush. He says that even though we know you're not allowed to transact on Shabbos, Mimtsoi Chevtzicha, V'daber Dover, you're not even allowed to talk about business on Shabbos, but you certainly are not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Mekach u'memkar b'Shabbos is also. So says the Meiri, if Mekach u'memkar is also b'Shabbos, then you would think that you can't make something hefker on Shabbos either. Says the Meiri, from this Gemara, l'madati, a very big chiddush, that even though you're not allowed to buy something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos, you can't be makna something to someone on to somebody else on Shabbos. But Hefker, you're allowed to be mafker something on Shabbos. Hefker is different. Because if you can't be mafker anything on Shabbos, then what's the Gemara saying? That demai is chazile, because kivon di iboy mafker. You can't be mafker. It's Shabbos. That's why we're talking about muktzah. During the week, you have no issues on muktzah. So obviously it's Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you give me mafkir. I thought there's a muktzah problem. I thought there's an issue. You're not allowed to be mafkir. Something else. You can't transact on Shabbos. So says the Miri, yeah, you can't transact on Shabbos. But as it relates to making something hefker, that's something that you would be allowed to do. So I'll tell you a beautiful aura that I once saw in the Megadim Chadashim. This is not here in Masechet Shabbos, but rather this is Rav David Yoel Weiss's Sefer in Masechet Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. It's on a Gemara that we've talked about many times. It's just another example of how some Gemaras in Shas are literally hafeichba vafeichba the kulaba. The Gemara is in Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara tells the story. The Gemara says, Maisa Rav Eliezer. He entered the Beis HaKnesses. He didn't have a minion. But he hadn't have a Kenani. So he decided to be Meshachar as Eved Kenani. And like this, with his Eved Kenani, he had a minion. Says the Gemara, how was he allowed to do this? Vehi Ovid Hachi, he was Meshachar, Rabbi Eliezer was his Eved Kenani to have a minion. From Rabbi Yehuda said, call Meshachar Avdo Eved Basay. You're not allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Kenani. Shenemah the Pasuk says, Lo Olam Behem Tavoidu. Not allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Kenani. So if that's the case, why was he allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, L'dvar mitzvah shani. Now this was a dvar mitzvah. I mean, this was a dvar mitzvah, the hero was mutter. Meaning he wasn't just doing it frivolously. He wasn't just doing it for personal interest. He was doing it for a mitzvah. Oh, for a mitzvah, there's good. For the Gemara, why is that okay? Mitzvah babaveri. It should still be a problem. And for the Gemara, mitzvah, the rabbim shani. In other words, that being that he was doing a mitzvah, but not just any mitzvah, it was a mitzvah, the rabbin. So it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it was okay for Rabbi Eliezer to go and be over an aseh. The aseh of lo'ilam mem tavoitu. Kol meshachar avdoi over baseh. The reason it was okay to do that is because he was doing it for another aseh, an aseh the rabbin. And the aseh the rabbin, he needed a minion, that's a rabbin, was doicha the aseh the yachid of lo'ilam mem tavoitu. Says the Rosh. Says Rabbeinu Asher, right here on this Gemara, in the 7th parak of Masechtas Brachos, that you see from this Gemara very big Chiddush. Because we know that there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how Dechia works. I say it's Doicha Lois, I say it's not Doicha Lois, I say it's not Doicha Lois, Sheesh Bekaris. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's Doicha Tulavin. What about an Asay being Doicha and Asay? Could an Asay be Doicha and Asay? Or could Asay not be Doicha Asay? Says the Rosh, one thing I see in this Gemara, there's an idea that an Asay the Rabbin can be Doicha and Asay the Yachid. So there is a Hilchis Dechia in the world of an Asay and Asay, Asay the Rabbin. Says the Rosh, I see even a bigger chiddush in this Gemara. I see in this Gemara that if the Aseh the Rabbin would be an Aseh the Rabbanon, even then it would be okay. Even then it would be okay for it to be Doicha and Aseh the Yachid. And Aseh the Rabbin, the Rabbanon, could be Doicha and Aseh the Yachid, Deiraisa. That's a chiddush. Because why should a Rabbanon be able to be Doicha Deiraisa? But says the Rosh, in this chiddush of the Gemara, that an Aseh the Rabbin could be Doicha Aseh the Yachid, I see not just Rabbin could be Doicha Yachid, that's a chiddush in and of itself. But Rabbin, even if it's a Rabbanon, could be Doicha Yachid, even if it's a Deiraisa. How do I know that, says the Rosh? Because the Rosh says, what was this minion that Rabbi Eliezer needed? What was the minion? What din Deiraisa? What biblical halacha, says the Rosh, ever fathers a minion? To say Kaddish, you need a minion, right? That's not a Deiraisa. To say Kedusha, that's not a Deiraisa. To say Baruch Hashem Amavoyrach, Baruch Hashem Amavoyrach, Loim Avoy, that's not a Deiraisa. Krisa Torah, we're not dealing with Deiraisas over here, we're dealing with the Rabbanon. And still you see there was an idea, Mitzvah the Rabbin. This is obviously Mitzvah the Rabbin, the Rabbanon. So it says the Rosh, that you see from here, that a Mitzvah the Rabbin is so odif, that Afilu Havi Milsa the Rabbanon. Even then, the Allah is a Kibidoich and Asay the Yach. Says the Rosh, unless you're going to tell me, if you want to somehow wiggle out of this ha'ara, there's one way out. Unless you're going to tell me that maybe this happened on Parsha Zachar. Maybe I'm on a Parsha Zachar. And a Parsha Zachar, there's a mitzvah that raisa the Akriyas HaTorah. And Akriyas HaTorah, father is a minion. So then it comes out, it was Negeir Deiraisa. And if it was Negeir Deiraisa, if a Parsha Zachar says the Rosh, that's the only Eitzah. But the Rosh says, loy mistaberly. It's not mistaber that that's what this was. It's not mashma this was Parsha Zachar. So if it's not mashma this was Parsha Zachar, so based on that, says the Rosh, not only do you see that there's an idea that an Aseh the Rabbin can be Doich and Aseh the Yachid, but you see more than that, an Aseh the Rabbin, the Rabbanon can be Doich and Aseh the Yachid, Deiraisa. David Yoel Weiss. He said, what was the Rosh's Hamam meaning that we were dealing with Parsha Zachar? If you were dealing with Parsha Zachar, it means it was Shabbos Kodesh. Are you allowed to be Meshachar and Eved on Shabbos? What's the heter to be Meshachar and Eved on Shabbos? During the week, you can be Meshachar and Eved. How can you be Meshachar and Eved? You can't do business. Shichru's business. You can't give a get, you can't do kedushin, you can't buy, you can't sell, you can't transact on Shabbos. So why should this be okay? What was the Rosh's Havamina? Says the Reb David Yoel Weiss. You see clearly from the Rosh that the Rosh held that it's mutter to be Meshacher and Eved Kanani on Shabbos. Why would it be mutter to be Meshacher and Eved Kanani on Shabbos? He says, must be, because like Hefker. And being that Hefker, the Meiri, was Mechadish from our Sugya, Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, and days, that even though ordinarily transactions are also on Shabbos, but Hefker is different. And Mefurish HaGemara, the Mai is not Mukta, why not? Kibin Ibai, Mafkul, Nichsev, Abayoni, Vichazoi. What if it's Shabbos? How are you making something Hefker on Shabbos? Teretz says, Hefker is different. Oh, Hefker is different. This is also different. And being that this is similar to Hefker, so it's for that reason, there's Mokum, Lechalik, and Svara. But either way, Tein Lechachem, yeah, this is the first Da'ara. This is the Da'ara for Rav David Yoel Weiss. I wanted to go back to something that we saw in the previous daf on daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amir Aleph, where the Gemara spoke about Hachnosas Orchim. Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what was the first Mishnah? Mefane nafilu arba v'chamish kupay shal tevin v'shal tfuah v'pnei yorchim ne'bitl beis medrash. Tirchav Shabbos is awesome. You can't start schlepping things on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because you have a guest, Hachnosas Orchim, or you're doing it because you're learning Torah ne'bitl beis medrash, then the halacha is that it's going to be okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said, he made a beautiful observation in the Mishnah. G'day l'achnosas Orchim, kashkomas beis medrash. Diktonim v'pnei yorchim ne'bitl beis medrash. We're equating these two things. Wow. Bittel Beis Medrash, Talmud Torah connected Kulam, Hachnosas Orchim is on that level. Rav Dimon, our dog, Mary said, I think it's more than that. Yosem Hashkomas Beis Medrash, because it said first Orchim, and then it said Bittel Beis Medrash. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yudom Arab on that note. Gedoy Lachnosas Orchim, Me Hakbolas Bnei Shechina. Hachnosas Orchim is even more chashiv than greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, Im Noma Tzasi Chen Beinecha Al Nos Sabri Ma'al Avdecha. It's the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Avram Avinu is Shlishi Lamila. We're about to start Perek Rebbe Eliezer the Mila. Avram Avinu is not well. He's Shlishi Lamila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be Mevaka Choyle. And we learn so many halachas about Bikur Choyle from that parasha, but we learn halachas also about Achnas Zark. Because what does Avram Avinu tell? He all of a sudden he sees three people, doesn't know who they are. Turns out they were Malach. Him. Turns out he could be wasn't even Mekayim Achnosas Archim. But either way, he saw what he thought were Archim, and he tells the Kaddish Baruch, he says, listen, Hashem, I'm sorry. I have to grab this. I'm going to put you on hold. But do me a favor, please. Vayoymer Hashem. Im namat sasi chen beinech al nos savoy me'al avdecho. Please wait. What do you mean? How could you tell? How could you put a Kaddish Baruch on hold? What does that even mean? So the Gemara says that you see from Yishol, Oy Kamidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midus Bas Avadam. A Bas Avadam can never do that. If you're on the phone with somebody really choshev, you can't put him on hold. It doesn't work that way. And if you do, you're going to pay for it. It violates protocol. It's the wrong, it's bad advice. It's not a good move. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could do that. Avraham Avinu felt comfortable telling Hashem, Im Nam Matzasi Chem Beinecho, Al Nasav. But why did he do it? He did it for Achnas HaZarchim. What's more choshev? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. Incidentally, I saw a beautiful aura in the Sefer Mishnas Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi. That's the Chumash Torah from Rabbeinu Soloveitchik. So he said that if you look in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, so Avraham Avinu goes to the Archim, and everything Avraham Avinu does with Archim, he does fast. Right? The Pasuk says, Vayimair Avram Ho'oyalo El Sarah. He went quickly to the oil to Sarah. Vayimair, he told Sarah, Mahari. Quickly, take Shloish Seim, Velaboka Rotz Avram. Everybody's running and everything is happening so fast, right? Avram Avinu didn't just do Achnosas Archim. It was a whole tumult, it was a whole commotion, literally, and everything. It was pedal to the metal. What's the pshat? The Mesilas Yesharim in Chelkei Hazrizos, this is in Perek Zion, says that you find that tzaddikim, whenever they did a mitzvah, they did a bezrizos. So he says, V'chein timtza kol ma'aseim shal tzaddikim tomid b'mehiros. Avraham kosov boy. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayimair Avraham ho'oyalo al sorah. Vayoyme mahari. Vayitein ala nar vayimair. By Rivki you also find, Vatamar vatar kada ala shoykes. Said Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Lule de Mistafina. I would say, Kubi Pshat is more posh. It may as well do its rizos. The Mesilas Yesharim said, you find that all the mice in tzaddikim was always al rizos. He said, I think it's more posh than that. Avraham Avinu was in the middle of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He put Hashem on hold. So it was obvious that he couldn't just take his time. So of course it was Vayimair Avraham Ohelo. What did Avraham Avinu just do? Avraham Avinu turns to Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, Im Nam Matzasi Chem Beinech Al Nos Sabim Al Avdecho. So what was he going to do? Take 20 minutes? Of course he had to go fast. So that's why he went ahead and started running. He did it fast. You know why he did it fast? He did it fast. Not because all mitzvahs need to be done bezrizos. Yeah, of course, that's also true. But the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Letzato, the guy who said these are the first prokim in Ramchal, where the guy said that one extra word, everything. But said, Rav Meir, I don't know, I have a heart. Who said this has anything to do with Kol Maseim Shal Tzadikim is Tamid B'Mehirus? Maybe it's more simple, it's more poshut. He's putting Hashem on hold. Obviously, you have to wrap up that call and go back to the call that you put on hold. And he says, the truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is Kemat Mefurish. Rashi is quoting our Gemara. Says Rashi, V'yo'oymer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu l'hamtim loy, to wait for him, ad sheyarutz v'yachnes esa archim. Haflo v'fella. Ad sheyarutz? Now he told us, I'm going to do it fast. Atche Yoritz. Where does the Atche Yoritz come in? Yoritz is a milo in how you do a mitzvah. It's the reason Makdim and the mitzvahs. Why did he tell Hashem, wait for me until I run and I'm Machnes Oirech? What he had to tell him, he told him also he's going to have Kavana because the mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. He told him that too. The Teretz says he was telling Hashem, I'm going to do it fast. Please, it won't take so long. If that's the case, that's why it was Vayemayer. That's why it's Vayemayer Mari. That's why it's Velabakar. Ratzar from a beautiful aura for Amir Soloveitchik. I'm going to tell you a Dover Niflo that I saw today from the Hafla in a Sefer Panim Yafos right here in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. It's something that we've talked about so many times, but the aim based Medrash Beloy Chiddush. So we have a beautiful Gemara. G'doy lahachnosas archin, yoiser. Everyone's heard this Gemara since we're little children. But listen to the Tifkat, listen to the Pnimiyas HaTorah, what's linked in that Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, G'doy Lachnos HaSorchem, Me'akbol Es Pnei Shechino, says the Hafla, what was the Hachnos HaSorchem of Avram Avinu? It's a Gemara. Avram Avinu had a soup kitchen. He had a tent. It was open on four sides. There was good ventilation. That was Avram Avinu's tent. Fayita Eshel. But what was the purpose? The purpose was to come in and eat good food and a shtickle bromfen, for sure. But what was the tachlis? The pasuk says, Vayikra Sham b'shem Hashem keil oylam. Omar Rish Lakish said, Al tikri vayikra ela vayakri. Melamed, we learn Shehikri Avram Avinu l'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Avram Avinu did was he started spreading the name of Hashem. Befek kol oyre v'shav. Avram Avinu had a mission. His mission was to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how did he do that? He needed an intermediary. His intermediary was Vayita Eshel. People would come in and they would eat. So they got up, Amdu Mavarcha, they would get up, they wanted to thank Avram. They said, thank you, Avram. Shkam Alehem, he's a Vichshaliach Haltem. He says, well, you didn't eat my food. Mishal Alekei Oilem Achaltem. He says, who is Alekei Oilem? Before you knew it, you were in a discovery seminar. Before you knew it, you started hearing about the age of the universe, and you started finding out that there was a Metziah, and you ended up learning the Rambam, and Ilchus Yisoydi HaTorah, and Ilchus Deis, and Ilchus Tshuva. And before you knew it, you were putting on tefillin. You were from. But this was what Avram Avinu did. The food was the Hechitimtza. It was the Hechitimtza. We've spoken about this many times. The real chesed wasn't the food. That's nice. The real chesed was the nitzchius. It was the Olam Haba that Avram Avinu was giving everybody. He was doing chesed al yidei chesed. But the food, the soup kitchen was the mashal. The nimshal was the chesed that he was being mezakeh people with chayi netzach. Again, things we've spoken about so many times. So says the Hafla. That's the oimik in this Gemara. You know, pshat in the Gemara is g'doy lachnos asorchim yoyisim akbal espenei shechina. He says it's based on something that I myself said many times. And something that the Chassam Sofer brings over and over and over and over again. And his Sfarim B'Shem is Rebbe Dafla. It's mentioned in the Petuchei Chosin. It's something that the Ksav Sofer writes in his Sfarim that he heard from his father, who used to say it over from his Rebbe Dafla. It may be the most famous Vart Dafla ever said. And that is, the Gemara says, Im Harav Doima L'malach Hashem Tzvakos Yevakish Torah Mipil. The Imla, but if not, Al Yevakish Torah Mipil. It's a Gemara Chagigat Hasvava Mibes. The Gemara says you should only learn Torah from someone that's a Malach Hashem Tzvokos. But if he's not a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, Al Yevakish Torah Mipil. Which means that it's very hard to be Makabal Torah from anybody. Because it's very hard, my Drago, to be a Malach Hashem Tzvokos. Right, we had Rabbi Yehuda, Inze Yelodisha, Rabbi Yoich. That's a very, very high my Drago. Said that flow, you know what the Gemara means? The Gemara means is that a person is a hoylech. People are hoylechim. People are always oil of a yoyer. They're going up, they're going down, they're steiging, they're having a good day, they're having a bad day, a good zman, a bad zman, a good year, a bad year. This is the way we are. We're oil of a yoyer. A malach is an oymed. A malach is created with a mission. He's created with a certain potential. And that's who he is. He can't go above it. He can't go below it. Said the flow, a Rebbe has to be like a malach. A Rebbe has to be prepared to be oymed. He has to be prepared to give everything up as far as his personal aliyah goes on behalf of his talmidim. If a Rebbe is thinking about his own aliyah when he's saying over Torah, if a Rebbe is thinking about himself, how am I going to shtayk? Al Yavakish Torah appeared. That's not a Rebbe you want to learn Torah from. If a Rav doimel a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, if a Rav is like a Malach, the Rebbe understands that my Tachlis is not for me. My Tachlis is to make my Talmidim better. I'm going to go in 110% for my Talmidim. What's best for the Chevra that I'm talking to? Not what's best for my own personal Aliyah. That's the Rebbe you want to hear Torah from. Yavakish Torah Mipiyu. And he says the great ones understood this. And they sacrificed so much of their personal Aliyah, of their personal Steiging, to give up for their Talmidim. Says the Panim, Yafis Tafla, that's the Oymik in this Gemara. G'doyla hachnasa soichim, yoyse me'akbalas b'nei shchino. Avram Avinu was in a moment where he was begelufin. It was Rava de Ravin. He's communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Akbalas Pnei Shechina. Avram Avinu is flying. And then all of a sudden he sees three Archim. They look like Aravim. They're walking into his house. They smell. And he goes over. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. I understand. I'm in the middle of communicating. This is an Avua. The Rambam in the Meira. The Ramban in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. I'm flying. But I'm sorry. I have to put you on hold. This is not about me. There's three people that just walked into my house, in my tent. And I don't even think they know who Hashem is. I need to sit down with them. And I have to explain to them, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll get back to this. I understand this is not Shaykh. And it's not easy for me. But G'doy l'hachnosas orchim yoyser. That's the tiefkeit of this Gemara. That's the tiefkeit. Yeah, Achnos Asarchim, giving someone food, that's more than me, Mekav B'nei Shechina. You know this Pnimiya Satira, there has to be. The Gemara, Eino Yoyme, Elo Dershuni, said upon him, Yofis Tafla, this is the Vart. It's in my Rav, Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvaki, Zivakish Torah Mifiyu. A Rebbe has to have an attitude that G'doyla Achnos Asarchim, the chesed that I do with someone else, me giving up my life, is Yoyse Me'akbalas B'nei Shechina, I'm walking away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go teach someone the basics, be mechazik yid, especially b'derech ruchnias. This is what it's all about. Who said this statement? Who's the Bala Memra in the Gemara? It's Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Who's Rav? Rav was the one who left. He left Naharda. He left Shmuel and he went to Masa Mechasya, Shehisura. He went to Tatlafish. He started teaching people Aleph Beis. He taught the woman in the Shuk the laws of Basa V'Cholav. Rav was so great, but he was Rav in Shul Kol B'nei Agil. He taught Torah to everybody. Rav, I think more than any Amoira or Tana in Shas, emulates this idea. He embodies this concept of G'doyla Hachnosis Archim Yoiser Me'akbalas B'nei Shechina. According to the beer of the Panim Yafos, I think this is very much Rav L'Shitasai. This is a mice. This is Rav who was a Na Dairish, the Na Mikayim.